Yeah, well, that's the name anyway. And anyway, I forgot you wouldn't know her as that. But you see, I call her that because everybody else called her that.
You were. That's right, too, isn't it?
Now, let me just see him. Excuse me, you're not allowed in this entrance at all. There's another one just round the corner. See, this one's for kids only. For cars, if you just go to end, it's just Dunsville Discounts. There's a few houses, then there's a gateway, back entrance into school.
Okay.
Time that just right then. Come on, Christy.
Still got a week to fix Oliver o'clock.
I see. How did you manage in this fog this morning?
Oh, it's bad.
Better than before?
Yeah.
Says it's right bad at other end.
It was a bit breezy. You know, it was so tough. My son's got the car warmed up. It took frost ice off at window.
It weren't locked up again though, was it?
No.
Because you had trouble, didn't you?
No. You would see one key, one door, unlocks all of them.
Yeah.
Morning.
So you don't lock your back doors from inside or outside. So you see, I got one runs done, but you can't pull others out.
No. You having a coffee this morning?
Yeah.
If I'm not here, I'm in house. Okay then. Wait. You get a mat, you will. You'll pardon. Alright. You frightened him to death then. I don't know, you must have been miles away this morning. Well, they're not supposed to. They want to.
Now, if you want it, you know your words.
Yeah.
Now, if you want it something like that, you want to see that bloke from Foxholes.
No,
it gets going, and I'm after he's been saying something.
Oh, I'm always saying that. A lot of people do that.
Yeah, but he does talk broad Yorkshire.
It's like,
he goes by those northern owls.
That's it. What, Charlie Scottish, and I've
but
lost me.
To save the bags of money, you know, you wouldn't think they talk like that.
Why not?
Well,
you talk how you talk.
Well, you do, yeah, but I mean, they're not just. Yeah, just well off. They are well off.
Have they?
Yeah.
I
guess they do work.
Yeah, well, he works at Lincoln, doesn't he?
No, in Yorkshire. Because when I went to my brother's in Lincoln, he just said to me, go on, say something.
You should have heard what they were doing to him. They were right rotten to him. You know when Danny lost against Lincoln?
Yeah.
Well, he went on the run from Danny and they picked on him flips, wasn't he?
You want to send it, you know, to the Yellow Valley.
I did.
He said, I'm not bothered, I don't even like football. But then, they had something to pick on, so they picked on him.
That's what they did for me this.
I'm hoping we get
£10.
It's
a good game.
Yeah, it's chucky somewhere.
£25 voucher.
That's no bloody good one, that. And 25.
It's not, it's after the microphone, I'll tell you what it's after.
I'm after all of it. Better
than that. Not all of it, it's same as yours.
It isn't.
Yours won't have sellotape all over it, that has. On it. I got a taxi driver on it this morning.
Oh, you've got a taxi driver here?
Yeah, again. And I says to him, you're not supposed to use this entrance. So I told him about the other one. It's a different one. They're sending a different one every bloody week. I thought, marvellous. I'm spending week after week after week. Why don't the one driving the week before tell the one week after that they've got to be a driver's entrance and not in other? But they don't. Think of about nearly got run over this morning. You know what, green coat, dark hair, sometimes she talks to you, sometimes she don't, she says she's talking sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
She's come miles away.
Is she a copper's wife?
Yeah.
Wait till she tells her husband she knew.
Can't it come back on her bike?
Yeah, that's her.
Christine.
Yeah.
And she goes, hey, what are you doing? And she went, get back quick. She's saying, come on, pull the car coming. And I'm going to get a car. I thought, you idiot.
This was copper's wife.
I never knew that. I knew the other one was. Anyway. Her hair's cut like that, she's got a little. She pushes a pushchair and she's got a little lad about that big. I'll show you her anyway, but I don't know if you. you've ever seen her, because you always come about 10 to do it.
I don't mean to ask you, why did he come for that? The lab?
Because it's his, not Marie's.
Well, he's selling it.
He bought it. He's not selling that one. He's selling the widgie. He's got a widgie, a posh widgie.
Yeah, 17 quid.
Yeah, he's got a posh one, which the rest of the alarm is putting with that. He bought it for that and what a caravan.
Yeah.
What did she have to buy?
Astra.
He bought it for the Astra.
Yeah, well, she says she bought it for Christmas.
And he says he bought it. So I don't know who bought it, somebody must have bought it.
Oh, we're going to take parts out of that too.
We've still got house alarm.
Does he know about that?
He never mentioned it, he just mentioned caravan. Well, Maria just said that he got it. Because he says you have seen it in passage.
No, have you got a house for that alarm then?
Well, he's still having trouble with that. Apparently, they keep going who is it? Bill phones up, says, can I speak to somebody, right? And it says, I'm sorry, they're not available at the moment. You see, they've got a card of the fella that did the thingy. So when they put him onto this other fella, he says, his name is Mr. So-and-so. So they says, well, I'll tell you what, we'll try and find this Mr. So-and-so, and we'll get in contact with you. So he waited in for 2 days, nothing. So he's rang every day since, and he keeps getting this person that says, we'll pass your message, we'll pass your message, we'll get back to you, we'll get back to you. I says, you know what you want to do now? I says, you want to phone up and say, look, I want to speak to someone in authority and I want to speak to him today. Because if not, I'm going to see my solicitor in the morning, because if you won't speak to me, you can speak to him instead. I says, and I bet they'll call you back.
What has he done about it then?
They won't ring back. Well, I said, just threaten them with
it. You can't understand anybody signing something and not reading it, can you?
You can't bloody see it, blind as a bat.
Can't she see?
Maggie wears glasses, but she won't have his eyes. Nearly 200 quid he paid for a pair of glasses, and she sat on them, didn't she?
Yep.
Well, I don't go down where I look like the bloody glasses. In fact, tell you the truth, I feel naked without the bloody glasses on.
If I've got to wear them, I've got to wear them.
That's because I'm never going in the morning, my glasses.
Yeah.
I don't put them in the van.
It seems, I'll just get my legs out of bed and... T-shirt.
Right. Oh dear. It was cold.
As soon as I get my legs out of bed, that's the first thing I pick up, my glasses.
No, I'm telling you why, it's happened. I shocked on this.
That's what I can watch it looking at him.
Yeah. More than likely.
Don't be daft. You saw me
now as a young man in my prime.
Can't see it for me bulge.
Well, he's got someone to talk to in the morning. He'd be alright if he talked back to you. You'd know about it then.
What he's going to do, I'm going to rub some of this off.
Yeah, you'd like bits off. I've got headphones and everything, so you can come back to a certain part.
What?
She says to leave swearing and all that on.
Sorry, get off then.
She says to leave swearing on. She says, but you can listen to it, and then if you don't think that should be there, you can go over it.
He's a bloody saying what they're listening to in this house.
Now, Flo, come. I stopped her conversation halfway through.
Now, yeah, well, to come to her house and eat time, there would be no conversation.
Sarah and John and Johnny's.
Because you can gamble as soon as Paul gets in out at Cove's asleep.
He's like that, haven't you? He sat up last night and was going to watch the 10 o'clock movie on telly with me. Because he finishes at 11:30. So I says to him, oh great, you're not working tomorrow, you can watch a movie with me. He says, yeah, alright, so I got my cushions and I laid here. And he got his cushions and he was laid there. And he says to me, are you taping this? I says, no, I'm going to watch it. And I thought, he's gone to sleep again. What past 10? Turn round. Snoring away.
Paul, we were dreaming last night.
Yeah, but she... I've been working outside. Right. And this weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get in.
I get it in the car and it's warm, so I end up switching heater off and winding the window down. When I get in here, there's no fire.
That's it.
And the heat gets me.
Semi-pole. He'll be in a pig last night. I says to him, with him breaking down overnight, his dinner went to duck. The night before, I kept it up and up and up and up, and by the time we did get it at 7:45, I says to him, this is horrible, this.
Well, what are I doing?
So last night, I thought, I won't do anything till he comes in. But we got company, and they went outside, we're having a look at car engine and that, telling us what were wrong, didn't they? And so I says to him, trying to go to fish shop. So he decided he wanted chips, pie, curry, loads of scraps and bread and everything, and he ate every bit of it. Didn't you?
I were hungry.
And you get as fat as a pig.
I am. Now what?
He's not bothered.
Well, he just says to me, I don't know why you're going to keep something that sits them in thing posture because the cats have no difference with you.
Can you tell?
I can tell you.
That's all that counts.
I can tell.
So it's a waste of bloody money going.
You used to have puffy cheeks, but you haven't now.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, before you couldn't see your thingy. That.
Right, where am I going?
You're going to National Tyres on North Bridge. And they're going to balance your wheels.
Oh, I know. Checking and balancing.
I don't know about checking and balancing. I just as balancing.
And you've got insurance
it's £4 yeah. Something a wheel there.
Oh, it's dear.
Well, they said to go there, get an invoice, take it into the insurance, and they will send us a cheque back out.
Usually when they balance your wheels, they check in.
I phoned up, put Maggie on phone, told her to tell them what this bloke had said, and they said, just a minute, that they'll get in touch with insurance and phone us back. Well, the phone back, they says, can you tell your husband to take his car to National Tyres, that Cornell Insurance has sent him, and could they give him an invoice for the insurance company? Like we pay, give him an invoice. He's got to take the invoice into insurance company. They will deduct that off the value of things, send us it, and they can have the rest.
We can.
And they says, check it. No, they won't give him it straight away. They'll see to you first. They always do.
Yeah, finish it.
But I says that they were that they weren't satisfied, bonnet were vibrating and that. And he says, get it checked or something. So he's got to ask them why he does about that.
National Tyres, I don't think they'll do bonnet.
No, I don't. But you're going into insurance.
I know.
You're telling them you said that. I'm sick of telling them. I'm sick of care.
Wish you'd never heard of car cares. Kirk's handled car care.
They're no good. You know, everybody we've spoke to since then. They says, why the heck didn't you say something? You shouldn't have took it there. One fella we told that it is something to his engine, and it blew up, didn't it? His engine blew up. Dennis, who we were talking to last night, he says, you must be absolutely mental. He says that his mate bought a car from there, and he were undecided about this clocking, this time, what we'll call it?
They'd wound the clock back 30,000.
But you know in his logbook, last person that had the car, he went down to see him and they told him that it was $30,000 from
yeah, but when they got it, he'd have to ask for old MOT.
He went to see it personal, felt it.
Yeah, I've got old MOT.
And we were all the war on about that. I says, ah, marvellous. I says, you don't hear a word about anybody
until
you
go.
And then afterwards.
Well, I mean, look at me with my motorbike. I mean, it ain't done as many miles, I mean, for years I've had it.
Mine
it's not been at road. I mean, you'll tell somebody that and they're not supposed to believe you, are they?
Well, that money we got it from Watkins.
Guess what? Mine wants 2 more miles on me clock and I've done 1,000 miles on me bike. I was looking at it the other day.
I'm doing 1,000 miles a week.
I know, but mine's a W registered, yours is a D.
I know.
It shows it. I only got fairway. I go Irene's on it, and that's my lot.
I've had more miles on that.
You want me to say that I've had mine a long time and I haven't done much mileage on it?
Well, mine's, according to me, logbook, was 3 hours. I've heard it. And I've had it 3 years, and I haven't got it to 1,000 yet. But it's all ready for MOT now. So I can take it in for MOT.
Well, mine hasn't been used for 3 years. great. You used it there for 3 years. Over 3 years.
Okay, it should be an holiday round Easter time. You never know. Might be able to come down.
Well, if you're in, don't wait for Easter.
Well, you can't come down.
It's Easter then, Kelly. He says, there's no reason why we can't go away. He says, we've got the interstate caravan.
Where are you going?
Skippy.
I shouldn't have asked, should I really?
I should have always going to Skippy.
Did I just give him some money now, didn't I?
I don't know, I don't think so.
Oh, I'd give him some money. I was going to give him a chequebook and then I thought, no.
I'll tell you something, if I don't get one of them bags off at Avon, so I get more Avon then.
No, because you've already told her. Because she came today and she says she forgot book.
If I don't get one of them bags, I'll not get no more Avon. There's plenty of folks don't Avon.
That's true. I know quite a few. Sarah does it.
My mate.
She does it. Well, she did up to Malvern, but she moved it out long. She's not mentioned it since, so I'll have to ask her if she does Avon. Because I used to get it up there.
She's only allowed 5 bags, didn't she?
Yeah. No, she's not allowed 5 bags. She's got to have an order of 5 bags. One for herself,
oh,
and four for other people. Five bags and over.
I thought she's allowed 5.
No, if she hasn't got 5 bags, then she can't have any.
I thought she said well, I'm allowed 5 bags.
No, she can't have any. I got a sarong, an even bag.
I give her a Carol then, because she has electric, she cuts Paul's hair.
Yeah.
So I give her that.
It's a big one, isn't it? Yeah.
I give her to put all them in.
What I do is I roll the towel up and that and put take them down on the beach, you know, so I can put my purse in and that, a bit of money. That's what I do.
It's got an end, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I give her a Carol then, she cuts it in. Because she had them in a plastic bag.
Stephen and that were it. Off it went.
And mine's back.
He's still in bed. You want to start at 10:30 today, I think, or I suppose. Do you know he stopped in all day?
No, he starts at 10:30. You'd think he'd be up and getting ready to go off.
He might be up. You don't know his dad's in this morning. He's hiding. You know he's hiding.
And what time is it? 9:15?
Yeah. He'll go out and get that 9:55 bus or 10:05 bus. Stops upstairs all the time. Got to go upstairs with his girlfriend.
It's not my friend. Which one?
I don't know. I told him he'd better tell his friends or his girlfriends that when they phone our house, if they don't give names, they're not talking to him. I says, because I have the faintest idea who they are. I says, you're Mark. I says, he always says, is that Mrs. It's Mark. Will you ask Stephen if I can talk to him, please? And there's one called Gavin, he rings up, and the girlfriend he did have, whether it's still the same one, I don't know, called Sarah. But I says to him, I'm getting sick of these calls, because you don't know if it's for him or him, we haven't the same name. And I picked it up the other night and says, can I turn three to Stephen? I says, no. So she still didn't say her name. So she says, will you give Stephen a message? I says, no. I says, talk to him when you see him. Well, will you ask Stephen to call me back? I says, no. She gave me no telephone number, no name, nothing. So she says, oh, all right, and put the phone down. And I still didn't know who it was. I thought, if I keep saying no, she'll say, well, it's Sarah or whoever. But no chance, no name, no phone number, no nothing.
It's bloody cowardly out here.
I know, and it's foggy.
I don't look bad. Just watch my lights, I can see it.
Yeah, the screw.
Hey, this morning, coming out, my windows were all mucky outside. Quite got a car banging past me. I put my window washers on and the windows froze up.
I know, though. You haven't seen me.
Yeah, we didn't see us over freezing, though, did they?
Coming home last night, I stopped. Halfway home. Gleaming the jumping lights.
Oh, don't mention lights. Keep flashing me, saying that I've got mad lights on, so then I give them flashbacks, let them know I haven't.
I'm going to do that with me.
When I've been taking Paul to work in the morning, they've been giving me flashes, and then if I, you know, I've flashed them back, and then they put their red lights on, so I thought, oh, buggy, so I put mine on. They don't like mine.
Don't like mine. Mine, I've been changing to the cars.
Mine does.
He's got six lights on front.
Paul says, your lights aren't set properly. I says, yeah, but it's past its MOT for lights.
Exactly.
Mine did. He's just had to alter them, he said.
So, I mean, if they were wrong, you'd think they'd tell you, wouldn't you?
They're supposed to.
But they've never mentioned lights.
Last time I took that, it was out. I said, your screwdriver, I'll do it here and now. He says, why? I said, well, since I've taken it back to fetch it back. He said, I'm not failing it on it. I said, no, well, you've got your marks on your wall. I said, I can do it now. Well, this one, I like the door missing.
But on the lights, though, it's just like a glass.
My fog lights are, they're all wrong.
Get me some spotlights.
That's what's missing from up front of her. When he crashed, we've not had everything replaced, because before he crashed, we had six lights on back and we had eight up front, because he's got them four red lights, with them inside beside, then below the bumper thing, we had the fog lights, and above the bumper, we had two spotlights. Now on the back, I bought him some extra fog lights for back, and I bought him the fog lights that goes in window, you know, so the light in window and on bumper, and fog lights. It come back, we've got headlights on front, two fog lights, and we've got brake lights on back. No fog lights, no nothing. That's all we've got. I says to him, there's six lights missing up here. I says, they would cost me over £200. I says, what, six lights? But then at car care, turn round, says, it's not an invoice. All we keep getting off them is... I says, you mean to say we paid £2,500 worth of repairs? I says, and they're not done. And then when we went for wheel balancing, told us to take it back for balancing and tracking, he turned around and says, we're not doing it, take it to another garage. We told Maggie that. So I says to Maggie, well, phone insurance. I put her on phone, and she said he were very clever with her. And that's why they got in contact and that. So he took it back before, and they put that new bonnet that they put on. Didn't fit, and he says when he gets it up to 60 mile an hour on motorway, it's still vibrating. So he's going to go into insurance this morning. Tell them that bonnet's still vibrating, and they're supposed to have done it twice, and that they're going to ask him where he can take it to have all these repair jobs done, you know, checked over. Because it went in near something to do with headlights or something, one more, like up and down or something. And he went in, he says, they haven't even bloody welded this. They've done a tack. I says, you're all right. I said, the front radiator will bleeding drop off. So, he's going to see about that this morning. I says to him, take a day off work. I says, for God's sake. So, he took today. So, what's it? So, downstairs just a minute.
Grandma,
hey.
You got that back.
You better see from upstairs, please.
Grandma, you got that.
Has she?
Kath's got a lot of bands, hasn't she?
I've got another one upstairs. Do you know, fellas, who'd have them?
Lots.
1 minute he starts collecting one thing, then he starts collecting another thing. Christmas, he come home with one of them. That lad at work, that job,
I'm not
he knew him one.
and he's got hundreds of them apparently. So he's decided he wants to collect them now.
You never do, do you?
Yeah. Which one?
Eh?
If I did that with my rings, just throw them like that, you'd go absolutely apeshit. Would you?
I go to work in them and I'm pulling cables.
Well, you're not working for 3 days. You've got 3 days off.
No, I haven't.
No, you've got a day off for work, a day and a day off.
Yeah. You said you wanted some money.
Yeah, I do.
Have you kept?
Yeah.
Or something.
Sure, that's cost me £39.
Oh, okay.
Four electric toast and some cold bags of coal.
It's a meter.
It's a meter.
It's a kind of meter.
Token meter.
Token meter.
Oh, I've got a 50 pence meter.
The no,
washing
machine.
It took out and
had
a quarter
feet of
sorry. Yeah, well, as
soon
as.
Don't wash the hair,
just
make good crap.
Oh, alright.
It smells.
As usual.
Let's sit down for a bit. I might have to go for a recall.
Do you know? You get worse, you do. Do you want to see?
Go on then.
Yeah. How's it going to you?
No.
I spend all your money on you, and you say no. Think he's got you.
Cole, that's not for me. That's to keep you warm.
No, it ain't, because I never ever light it in the morning, do I?
No. So
I light it later on, so it's ready for you coming in.
Ah. You
mean there's the kitchen with Calagasso?
Wow.
I
bought
it
in
my fridge and kitchen. That one? Kitchen. It's not fridges in there. If I move fridge from there back into conservatory, I could put this there and sit in the kitchen and shut the door.
I thought the fridge was going to be cold.
It was, but somebody put shelves in and everything else and what have you, so it don't fit. Sort of full. And then they've just added a gas tank now. A full in.
There's going to be another one in as well, isn't there?
I know, yeah, I want another one. What? I've got 3 gas tanks and they were all empty over Christmas. So, last time he got paid, I filled 2 up. Where'd he get them from? You know when...
Off at Tesco's.
Oh, yeah. What did it cost me? £19.
Last time we got filled, we got filled down here, 30 odd quid.
Yeah. Men. £12.95. £9.95. I gave him a £20 note and he gave me some change. For 2. It's Calagas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know Tesco's?
Straight
across the road, there's a garage there. They sell it. And it's
£9. Did I say
£9.50
a tank?
Yes.
Either £9 or £9.50 a tank. That's where I get it from.
Down here
it's
13 quid.
Yeah, 39 quid to charge me for 3.
Yeah, well, I get more rent, so it's £1 cheaper than the others have been getting tank.
You want
that's
£12.95. Yeah, that's 3 quid cheaper. This has been running a month, hasn't it?
I don't know how you
got paid a month ago.
I don't know how you work it. How are you having done?
Every
1 bar, 2 bar, 3 bar, 4.
I start off with 3.
I sometimes have 1 on, then I put 2 on. It's a bit cold.
Oh, I reverse. I start with 3. And then I think, right, it's going hot in here, and turn it down to 2. And then I either leave it like that or turn it to 1.
See, what I did this morning, I put 2 on. Kept the door shut.
Don't spill it.
What she comes
in. Yeah. On a dinner time, when I go out on a dinner time, I leave that on. So I don't bar. I just leave the 1 bar on, and I create 1 when I come in.
Expensive.
I use it all morning. If you'd have got it on, wouldn't you be here all morning? It saves coal. But so far, that's why I chitted at him this morning about that coal. Because I've been using this all morning. I've not been lighting fire till between 1 and 3 o'clock. And I have 4. So far, it's 4 weeks, hasn't it? That's a 4, a 4, a 3, and a 3.
I need to go back.
Yes.
And I need to
but we still haven't got that aspon, have we?
I need to go back.
That what?
Aspon, but it's been going walkabout.
Somebody's nicking it.
She says, not so bad. I said, he won't because he'll be feeding you.
Oh, see, they know him, don't they? You see, if Bill comes over, he has a go at Bill, even though he knows Bill. But because you don't see him that much, he has a go at him. But these, they're gas. They're not.
That's me. That's
me.
And what we noticed is we've got swing there, then one, and there's been a trail of coal right at one. This house is what's doing our way over there. I bought half a ton for Christmas, and it didn't even last us into New Year. And I said, I'm not having this. So I thought, well, he knows, I know. I should let them know that I know. Oh, they do. You just tell Maggie. Because I heard Maggie. So someone's thieving Kev's coal. And she's going mad about it. Well, we've locked the bottom half because Steve got a lock and he locked the bottom half. But the asp is broke. So we're going to have to buy one. Well, Johnny's supposed to have had one. That was a fortnight ago. And I says to Steve, I says, I can't keep affording this. I says, between electric and that, I says, £39 a week. I says, every week. I says, it's getting a bit ridiculous. Because in that electric meter, I don't know what they've done to it. I phoned it up and says, a fella had been out. You know, the change update every so often. They've got these little card things. Well, they shove them in and it clicks all these numbers up. So I used to buy one token. So every fortnight I bought £20 worth. But I've got to buy £20 worth 1 week and £10 week after and £10 week after to last me for 1 month. It's cost me £40 a month. I keep running. And my bill only coming at 70 odd. I paid £120 on tokens for electric and the bill coming at 70 odd. And this says that fella's done to me, he's supposed to be coming out and resetting it to someone. And I says, I'll tell you what, I says, wait till this quarter's over. I says, you add the bill up. I says, if there's not owing to you or not owing to me, I says, we'll do it that way. And if you come and take it out, I says, I'll leave it an ordinary meter. Why don't you go a white meter? That's that cheap one, isn't it? What's that, after 6 o'clock? After 7?
No, after 7.
I use old metal feeling everything before and after. After you had that, I've only got telly on.
Then you've still got your fridge, haven't you? Your freezer.
Did you like?
True. I mean, I was 100 and what? 100
10 did you say?
£10.07.
Happy birthday to
you! I've got to be looked after sometime when I take them. And if we've got all things outside. We've got a great big bloody spotlight outside. The lights aren't yet though.
Well, before they put that token meter in, my bills used to come in about £50-60. Since they put the token meter in, I've just found they charge me £9 for the token meter as well as the meter. You know, you get charged for a meter. Because I was querying on Bill, I says, why is it 2 metres? Because he's got to come out and read it. I says, he doesn't have to come out and read there at all. I says, there's note on it. I says, I shove cards in. I says, apart from it telling you how much you put in, I says, there's note to read on it. I swear, black and blue, they charge you for that metre as well. I'm being charged for 2 metres. So push Bill up.
Same as if you're going to go gas for this, when smokeless comes in.
At the price the coal is, I am, because if I'm buying 4 bags at £19 for 4 bags, and it's £8.50 a bag for smokeless, I can't afford 4 of them. I says to Stephen, may as well as buy £10 worth of it.
You meant as, gas got radiators, are you? You ain't got radiators, are you?
No, I'd have to have a radiator fitted in it.
Well then, I mean, that you have to have a pump on, so I mean, pump and run all night at cheap meter.
Yeah, true.
Tip-top colouring.
But he says we're moving. He's been saying that for over a year. He's still insisting that he wants to move. He don't like it around this area.
You don't bust it, as I've been mad.
Has that got your token?
That's to make me a cup of tea.
I don't, without me.
Has that got that 20 pence token?
It's a bit nice.
can use a cup of tea when I go home and I can try it.
Yes, I can try it.
Yes, we'll give it back then you can try it then.
Yeah. You can have two cups, can't you?
It's two cups for you and two cups for me.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Hey.
I have to tell Maggie that she can't.
Change up!
I had a phone call, you know that place we're going this afternoon? Mini hi-fi and all that.
No.
I told you I won though, didn't I?
I got a
I won a mini hi-fi system and £1,000 worth of holiday accommodation. Well, what I did, there were a competition, win £1,000 worth of air miles. And I entered every single one of them because of Irene. You know, she'd been invited to that wedding in Africa. And I thought, well, she's got two chances that way. Either I could win or she could win or neither of us will win. And I thought, if I got that, I could give it to Irene and she can go winning. And I forgot all about it. I entered it last year. And I got it a couple of weeks ago. That says you've won second prize. Now, I've won £1,000 in the United Kingdom, not abroad. And I thought,
lucky
thing is Friday. It is Friday.
Certainly. That's why I asked if you were racist last night.
Oh.
Right. I'm going.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
He's not with it.
Bye.
Hello.
Say bye.
He's not used to having a Friday.
Bye.
Say take care. Bye. Sure, I says that to a grand in the morning.
Who's it?
I said, hey, grand, I want a kiss. So I kiss her on the cheek. I don't know, she's out lips.
That's
it.
Is he gone?
No, yeah. Take care, Grandad. Watch what you're doing. Be careful.
Yeah. He's supposed to have been there at 9:30. I told him that. Yeah! You watch, he'll get there so I can't find it. He's never been to National Park.
Yeah!
He'll come back and say it costs more than that. Give him some money. It costs £80 a child round. That's far away back. But we'd never... Ah!
Hey, come out.
You don't go there.
What's she doing?
Pulling the curtains down.
Come off.
Yeah. Come off.
Come on, then. Good girl. Please.
She's all right, don't you?
Please.
No, but he said £4 odds too, didn't he? Well, it's on it front, that's got to be tracked. And balanced, isn't it? Not bad. Well, I'm sure when it's not bad.
You can balance your back wheels though, don't they?
I don't know.
Because I've got some to put the hose down anyway, so I'm going to put some metal on.
Yeah, he has. Charlie put some on, they took his others out and put these on.
That's balancing.
Oh. Because he says, look at these, aren't they thin? Because they're giving them to fetch up. They were thin or something and they should have been thicker. Whatever. Is it quiet after you finish work? All that traffic, right early, and then it just disappears. What you don't burn yourself on that, lady? Because it's hot.
I'm not a lady.
What are you then?
Krista.
You're Krista? Oh.
I thought you was a lady.
I thought you was a little lady. Aren't you a little lady? Are you a little boy then? You must be a little lady.
Daddy's a little lady.
Daddy's a little boy. Daddy's a little boy. Mammy's a little lady.
That Mr. Osmond calls you a little lady. Well, he did.
I'm not a lady.
All right. Well,
a little
you're
girl
a monkey, then.
She's a bloody maggot.
She's a maggot. Is that what you are? What are you then? A little girl? No, she's not telling us. Can you hear him creeping now? Can you hear him? Just heard flowerbots go. Seems to go out.
boy.
Yeah. And why he's doing that, we don't know. Because he says, Steve says to me, is he in? I says, no. He says, he's not in. I says, no. But a bit later on, I says to him, I think he's a cadet. He says, he's not. He's in. I says, hey. He says, he's in. He just walked past me. I says, well, he could have told me he were in. He says, he's gone and done something. I'll tell you, he's gone and done something. He says, he never said hello, throughout, nothing. He says, he just walked by and ran upstairs. I says, he's either hiding something or he's done something. But he won't say no. Not a word. Isn't that like a widget?
I'm not going to put it on the other this time. Too close. Did he? Are you a little lady? A beautiful
what
lady,
what is your
aren't
name?
You?
What they call you?
A little lady.
Yeah, but what's your name, though?
A little lady.
No, that's what Grandad calls you. Tell Cap what your name is.
Does your Grandad call you a little maggot? Does it?
Because you can't keep still, can you?
Is that why he calls you that?
Grandad says, she's at it again. Little maggot. Doesn't he?
Is that what he kills you?
But I think he loves you, doesn't he?
Takes you to the seaside, doesn't he? Where's he take you?
Tell Kathleen, where are you going for your holidays?
Well, I'm going to holidays and swimming and caravan.
You're going in caravan? Where?